But the price goes up $5 every week. This is the third week, so it went from $5 now to $10. Next week, $15.
大家手上都有这张单张了吗？
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
没有单张的举个手哈。
Now, Josh, just for people that everybody doesn't need one. Just some, right here. Oh, do you need one, Josh?
I have one at home, so I don't really need one.
At home? At home? The Bible study is here.
Two Bibles to put it in.
Oh, yeah. Too many Bibles. Blame it on the Bible.
And my memory, too.
Okay. I blame it on my age. Okay, very good. Let's start with prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we want to acknowledge you as the only true God.
主啊, 我们天上的父, 我们愿意承认您作为我们唯一的真神。
And we also want to acknowledge your Son as the only true Savior.
我们也承认您的圣子是我们唯一真正的救主。
And we thank you for the Word of God that is our God in life.
神的话就是我们生命的粮。
It shows us who we are and what you want us to be.
它告诉我们我们是谁，您想让我们成为怎样。
It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
您的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
It shows us where we're standing and where we're going.
它告诉我们站在哪里，要往哪里去。
So help us today to learn lessons from your God book, the Bible.
求您帮助我们今天在您神的书圣经里学到知识。
And we pray your Holy Spirit will be our teacher today.
求您的圣灵成为我们今天的老师。
We pray for Eric and Sarah away at this time.
我们也为在旅行中的Eric和Sarah献上祈求。
Pray for a blessing and encouragement for them.
求您祝福鼓励他们。
And for others who cannot be with us today, we pray your blessing on them too.
也为那一切今天不能跟我们在一起的，求您祝福他们。
And ask your help now in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祈求奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Okay. Our text is John's Gospel, chapter 9.
约翰福音九章是我们的这个系列的主题的经文。
Okay, this is more of a trivia question than it is relating to our Bible study this morning.
这是一个小的问题啊，相关我们这个圣经学习。
Can anybody tell me what study we're doing at 10:30 on Sunday morning?
那我们10点半那一场，大家有谁记得我们上周日10点半那一场的内容是什么吗？
Fellowship, very good.
就是 fellowship, 就是团契爱的关系。
Can anybody tell me what study we're doing at 11:30 on Sunday morning?
11点半那场我们在做在学什么
race.
The race.
就是赛跑。
Do you remember what is the memory verse for the race?
赛跑那个环节我们要背的经文是什么
Hebrews 12:1-3.
Very good.
希伯来书12章1到3节。
Can anybody say the memory verse?
有谁背能背出来吗
？I can.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that do so easily beset us.And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest he be weary and faint in your mind.
Word perfect. King James Version. Roy. Okay, make sure she gets a pen with a light in it. Okay, we all are witnesses.Okay, on Sunday afternoon, we're going to continue basic Christian training. Does anyone know what the subject is Sunday afternoon?
那星期天下午的这个门徒培训啊，那个中级高级的门徒培训，我们讲的系列有谁记得吗？我每隔一周的。
Spiritual gift.
You know everything?
I do the translation.
Oh, you do the translation.
这是属灵的恩赐。
Yeah. And does anybody remember what I promised to do this Sunday at the basic Christian training?
我们在门徒培训，我们这一周要有一次课了。大家记得我答应做什么吗？
If you don't remember, I won't do it.
如果你们不记得，我就不做了。
Give us some suggestion. how we can know what spiritual gift?
Yes, that's close enough. I hope to give you a list of the spiritual gifts and a definition of each one.
Oh yeah.
我要给大家一个单子啊和定义啊，就是属灵恩赐的单子和定义。
So I hope you will come to that. Now, what is the study that we're doing on Sunday evening?
那星期天晚上我们在学什么？
Very good. Exodus 28 and 29. And we've been studying about what in particular?
那出埃及记的28和29章我们特别在学什么？
Roy?
High priest of garments.
Garments of the high priest.
大祭司的衣服，大祭司袍。
The clothes that the high priest wears, and what is significant about the clothes of the high priest in the Old Testament.
大祭司袍的意义是什么？它那上面，大祭司袍有很多东西在上面，每个的意义是什么？
Okay, Monday, Chinese Bible study. What is the topic?
对，星期一的中文的圣经学习，我们在学什么
？Matthew, Book of Matthew,
Chapter
27.
Chapter 27. Ah,
right. Okay, Tuesday morning at 11:30. What is the theme?
星期二上午。星期二上午的十一点半，我们也有一个小系列啊，我们是在讲什么
？Ball game.
Ball game. 为什么
？Ball.
born again.
Oh, born again.
重生啊，他在。
Oh, right. I thought he was talking about the Super Bowl coming up Sunday night. Yeah. Born again. Very good. And we asked a three-letter word. What is that word that we've been studying? A three-letter word.
三个词的字母。
And I give you a hint.
三个字母的词。
It is not sin. That is not the word.
不是罪。就是死亡。我们在讲生和死的话题。
All right, very good. Then Tuesday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, what is the theme? Tuesday afternoon.
星期二的下午我们的学习的主题是什么？
Greatest question mankind.
Okay, and our text is
Acts
chapter 16.
我们在学习《使徒行传》的。
See what all you guys are missing if you're not here? You see all this?
使徒行传十六章的最重要的问题。
And then prayer meeting Tuesday night.
星期二的晚上我们祷告会也在讲一个系列，是什么呢？
Luke chapter 2, very good.
路加的二章。
It's about the first words recorded in the scriptures that the Lord Jesus said when he was 12 years old.
就是讲耶稣十二岁的时候，他在圣殿说的第一番话，就是我们在查考这个部分。
Okay. And then last night at the question and answer time. No, I...Anybody know what I preached on at Parkdale yesterday morning from 10 to 11? And if you know that one, I am going to give you a prize. Anyhow, last night, forget that one. Last night, question and answer time. What did we do? Anybody? Who was here last night?
昨天晚上我们有问答的环节啊。
Okay, does anybody remember what we just last night?
Tribulation
was part of it. We started in the Old Testament and we went a timeline all the way through. What was the last thing before a new heaven and a new earth?What is the last thing?
那我们是从一开始查考，是我们在讲所有的时间线啊，从旧约的最初开始，一直讲到了新天新地。那我问大家，新天新地前的最后一件事情是什么呢
？Great White Throne
是白色的大宝座的审判。
And where do we read about that in the Bible?
圣经里哪一段写到这个
20. Yeah. 21 is new heaven and new earth. Yeah.
启示录的二十章啊，最后白色大宝座审判。
Okay. Well, that's pretty good. And if you come to all those meetings, that's a lot of meetings.
如果你一直参加这些会啊，会还是挺多内容的。
I think I've been to every one of those meetings with the exception of one.
我每一个我都参加了，除了一个
Chinese，
除了我们中文的那个。
Okay, John chapter 9.
约翰福音的九章。
And it's a long chapter, 41 verses.
是个很长的一章，有41节。
I think for because of time and I'm.Too many rabbit trails. Let's read the last verse.
我们读最后一节。
The last verse.
九章的四十一节。
Okay. 41. Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see.' Therefore, your sin remains."
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Does anybody understand that verse?
这句话大家理解吗？
We didn't even get to that verse in our study, But if you look on the back of your outline, see verse 41, it's in red letters. It says, the key to the lesson.
所以你如果看我们这张单张的反面啊，最后一节四十一节上面写的 the key to the lesson 就是这个教训的。
David, need a, David, you need one?
Yeah.
No? Oh, she needs.
Yeah. Yeah, 这个就是
yeah.
这个教导的关键。
Okay. So, we're going to have to study the whole chapter in order to understand the last verse.But once we get to the last verse and understand it, you are going to really appreciate the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们学完整段，明白了最后一节的时候，你就会特别感恩呐，神留下这个章节在圣经里。
If you don't have any background, and you read these verses, if you were blind, you would have no sin. You would think, oh.Everybody who's blind, they don't have any sin.
如果你没有这个背景知识呢，你会很难理解哦，为什么每个瞎子他就没有罪了呢？
And then he says, if you say you're not blind, if you say, oh, I can see, then he says, you still have sin.
然后你说，哎，我能看见，哦，你的罪反而还在了。
So we'll get to that, but you can be thinking about that, but that is the key to the chapter.
所以我们会谈到这一点，但你可以先开始默想这句话。这句话是整章最关键的一节。
Okay, now let's look at the front page of your outline.
我们这个单章的前面上前半部分。
And we have started looking at the places that are mentioned and the people that are mentioned.
所以我们在讲到了人和地。
The under people that are mentioned, we have looked at the people, and we're getting ready to look at is a little bit past halfway down the Pharisees, verse 13. The Pharisees.
我们上次停在了第十节，他们这里。下面我们开始讲十三节的法利赛人。
Okay. So, just in review. People that have been mentioned, Jesus, the blind man, disciples, rabbi, blind man's parents, God, neighbors, some others, and they, which refers to somebody, people. And these are, if you're going to understand the text, you must understand everybody involved in the story.
所以你为了要理解整个经文的上下文呢，你要知道这些所有的人物啊，他们在这里面到底是谁？从耶稣开始，到瞎子，到他的父母，到邻居啊，这些所有人。
Okay, so we want to start today with people that are mentioned in verse 13.
还有十三节又提到一些人。
The background to verse the context of verse 13 is that.The blind man has been healed, and other people are finding out about that. And in verse 13, they brought him, that is the blind man who was formerly blind, they brought him to Pharisees.
那十三节的前面呢，瞎子已经医好了，其他人呢就把他带到法利赛人那去。
Who...Are the Pharisees?
法利赛人是谁呀？
Anybody know?
谁知道吗？有谁知道吗？
Okay.
Leader, religious leader.
Religious leader, very good.
非常好。
Very good.
宗教领袖。
Do you know anything about them? About their office or about their character?Or about their conduct. Can you remember anything of what they do, Pharisees?
他们做什么？任何的他们的职分。
Do you think they're good guys or bad guys?
他们是好人还是坏人呢？
They think they are the good guys.
他们认为他们是好人。
Yeah, yeah. But really, they're not the good guys.
但真的他们不是。
Are they very religious?
他们是不是很宗教化呢？
Yes, very religious.
是的，非常宗教化。
Jesus said that to his disciples, he said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you cannot get into the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说呢，你们的义若不胜过，对门徒说的，法利赛人的义哈，断不能进天国。
Okay. However, the disciples knew the Pharisees supposedly were the most righteous people.
但门徒们知道啊，法利赛人，名义上是最义的人。
They did everything according to the rules and to the law.
他们做每一件事都是按照律法和条规来做的。
Do you understand about giving when it says you should give your tithe to the Lord?
他大家都知道十一奉献啊，他就告诉别人要十一奉献。
And the tithe was what percent?
十一奉献的比例是多少？
Ten percent.
百分之十啊。
Kind of 10%. Okay. So he said the Pharisees, they give 10% of everything.
然后呢，法利赛人呢就把他一切的十分之一都给。
They had a little plant called a mint plant.
他们有一个茴香芹菜，薄荷。
Okay. Yeah. And so he said the Pharisees, they go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 leaves for me, 1 leaf for God.
然后薄荷呢是叶子有用的嘛，然后呢法利赛人就数九片叶子给自己，数一片叶子给神。
So they give a tithe or a tenth of their little plant.
他就把他那小植物小薄荷十分之一献给神。
They were to do everything just right.
他做每一件事都刚刚好对。
Okay. Let me show you an example. Luke chapter 18.
我们看一下路加的十八章。
Verse 10.
十节。
Verse 10, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Okay, we know a little bit about Pharisees. They're the religious leader. But what do we know about tax collector?
我们知道一点，法利赛人，他们是宗教领袖。那税吏呢？
Good guy or bad guy?
好人还是坏人？
Bad guy. Why is he a bad guy?
为什么是坏人？
Yes. He comes around and collects the taxes for the government. Okay? Except...part of his salary is he collects a little bit for himself too.
所以他们给罗马收税没问题啊，但是呢，他自己还中饱私囊一点啊，多收一点。
So everybody knows you can't trust tax collectors.
所以谁都知道呢，税吏是不可信的。
And they did not like tax collectors.
然后没有人喜欢税吏，当时啊。
So in the story, you've got a very religious man. Everybody knows he's a religious man. And you've got a crook, a tax collector. Everybody knows he's a crook, a criminal.
然后这里两个人来了，一个是法利赛人，宗教领袖，每人都认识；还有一个呢，税吏，大家都知道，这个不好的人。
But we're going to learn something about the character of these two men in the story.
啊，我们在这个故事里会看见两个人的特点啊，不同。
Verse 11. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes, 10%, of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
对，他从十一节读到了十四节啊，就是原文，大家可以一起看一下。I tell them the verses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And verse 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed. Notice the language with himself.
注意十一节，他在说什么？他自言自语的祷告，法利赛人。
And then he said, I am God, I am so thankful. I'm not like other men. I'm not a sinner.
他说，哎呀，神啊，我太谢谢你，我感谢你，我不像别人，我不像那些人，那些罪人那样。
Other people do really, really bad things, but I am really a good man.
其他人做真的不好，但是我还是个挺好的人。
And then he takes his horn out and he blows his own horn.
然后他把他的脚拿这个号拿出来吹他的号。
I fast twice a week. I give everything. I give all my money. Okay. I am better than any other. He is exalting himself.
他就说，哎呀，我进食每周两次啊，我把所有的捐上十分之一。他在大声喊的过程中，他把自己抬得很高。
And the other man, the tax collector, he wouldn't even look up. He would not even raise his eyes to heaven. In humility, his prayer was, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That was his prayer.
但是税吏刚好反过来，那他呢，甚至不敢抬头，他说，神哪，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。
Okay. Now watch the two prayers. One man stands up and says, I am so good. I am better than anybody else.
看一下这两个，一个说的，哎呀，我太好了，我比别人都好。
And the other guy wouldn't even look up. He just said, Oh God, be merciful to me. I'm the sinner.
另一个甚至不敢抬头说，神啊，我怜悯我，我是罪人。
So Jesus said, Let me tell you the end of the story.
所以耶稣告诉大家我这个故事的结尾。
One man is justified and one man is condemned.
一个人得着义了，一个人被定罪。
Who in the story is justified?
谁在这个故事里被称义了？是税吏。
The tax collector.Okay.
税吏。
Why?
为什么呢？
Humble himself. God exalts. Okay. Right. What does it mean to be justified?
然后称义，算为义是什么意思？
Welcome. The afternoon shift is coming in. No? okay. Justified.
Yes, sir.
What does it mean to be justified?
称义是什么意思？
Okay. You might want to write this down. This is very important.
你可能想写下来啊，这个很重要。
Justified means to be declared to make one righteous.
就是被宣布使一个人是公义的。
Okay. To make one righteous.
使一个人是公义。
Now, here's the way this goes. You have a sinner that knows he's a sinner. And so he says, God, be merciful to me, the sinner.
你有一个人啊，他知道自己是个罪人，所以他说呢，神呐，求你开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
And God says, you see that man right there? He has humbled himself and admitted that he is the sinner. Therefore, I declare him a righteous man.
所以神说，你看见那个人没有？他已经谦卑自己，承认自己是个罪人。现在呢，我宣布他是个义人。
Some people have defined the word justified just as if I had never sinned.
所以称义呢
I don't have a clue how that will go in Chinese.
称义呢其实
okay.
称义呢其实有人这么定义啊，他说就像他从来没犯过罪一样，就是神看他就像从来没犯过罪。
Now Romans chapter 5, let me show you something.
我们来看一下罗马书的五章。罗马书五章。
You got Romans chapter 5? Last verse of chapter
4. 四章的最后一节。
Verse 25 of chapter 4.
四章二十五节。
Speaking about the Lord Jesus, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
Okay. Now, let me see. I don't know if I could illustrate this or not. Maybe I can. Here is a. I'm not very good at drawing. Okay. This is a sinner on his knees.
我画的不好，这是一个一个罪人跪在那儿啊。
Okay, sinner on his knees. Okay, so he comes to the cross, and he admits that he is a sinner. And that he doesn't deserve anything, but he accepts what the Lord Jesus has done for him on the cross.
那他来到十字架，来到耶稣面前呢，他承认自己是个罪人，他也接受耶稣在十字架上为他做的一切。
So when this happens, God says, I have an announcement to make.
当他这么做了以后呢，神说呢，我现在对你要有一个宣布，有个通告。
God says, this man is justified.
所以神说呢，这个人被称义了。
Okay. That is, he is declared by God, this man is righteous.
所以他被神宣布是义的。
Okay. The sinner is now right with God.
所以这个罪人呢，现在与神和好。
Righteous means that they have a right standing before God.
义就意味着这个人在神面前，他有一个正确的，有个公义的站立的立场。
Over here, before, you don't have a right standing. You're a sinner, under the judgment of God. But when you have been justified by faith. You have put your faith in the Lord Jesus. And God says, I have an announcement to make. That sinner is now righteous. He is justified before me.
所以原来呢，我跟神是关系是不对的，因为我的罪。现在因着我的信心呢，神接受了。然后他说我有个宣布，有个通知。这时候这个人从信的这一刻开始，他就是义人了。
Question, any questions about that?
有没有什么问题吗？
What happened to the Pharisee?
那对于法利赛人发生了什么呢？
No change.
他没有改变。
No change. He's religious. He says, I do all the right things. But God says, that don't count.
他是很宗教的，然后他说我做了一切对的事，神说那个不算。
Because you have not humbled yourself.
因为你没有谦卑自己。
Okay, let's go to Matthew 23.
我们来马太的二十三章。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Now let me ask you a question. What does it mean to be humble?
那降卑是什么意思？自卑是什么意思？
Anybody know?
有谁知道？
Take a guess. It's okay. We can laugh with you.
神在下面，神在下面。
Yeah. God is over there, and I'm here. I'm in the room.
To make low.
Yeah. 就是使
To make one low, humble.
就使自己的位置低下来。
Sometimes a man has a pet, and this pet is called a dog.
A dog. 有的时候呢，有个人会给他的猫起名的名字叫狗。
And the man is the master, and supposedly, anyhow, and the dog is the servant.
然后呢， 人呢是主人，那这个这只猫，这叫狗的猫呢是仆人。
And sometimes you will see this. The dog will approach the master and he goes low, low, and then he turns over sometimes. It goes like this.
就是他他有的时候呢会爬过来，然后看着人呢，看着主人是仰望看的。
That is humility, to make yourself low before the master.
这就是谦卑啊，就是在主人面前低下，低下身态。
Remember in the story, the tax collector, he wouldn't even look up. He made himself, he humbled himself.
记得那个税吏，他是不敢抬头，他谦卑到低头，来到神面前。
All right. So, whoever lifts himself up, 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 God says, I know how to make him low. And the one who is low, God says, I know how to raise him up.
就是如果一个人他是昂着头来到神面前的，神说我有办法让他低头。那一个人低着头来到神面前的，神是可以使他升高。
Okay, hold your hand right here. We're coming right back. Go to Philippians chapter 2.
我们来到腓立比书的二章。
Verse 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8.
二章的八节。
And being found in appearance as a man, this is speaking about the Lord Jesus, he, look what Jesus did. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
那第八节，既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。这是在讲主耶稣。
What did Jesus do? He humbled himself even to die on the cross. Okay?
耶稣在做什么呢？他谦卑自己，甚至在十字架上。
Now look what God will do. Next verse.
第二节，神会怎么做呢？
Therefore, God also
下面一节
has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name.
第九节啊，就是八节的下面一节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
The principle is if you make yourself low, God will raise you up. If you make yourself high, God will put you down.
所以原则就是，当你谦卑自己呢，神会升高你；如果你高抬自己呢，神就会使你降卑。
Okay. Now let's go back to Matthew chapter 23.
那我们回到马太的二十三。
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Okay. Now, watch verse 13.
我们看十三节。
But woe to you, scribes, and there's our people, Pharisees. They're right in there. And Jesus calls them hypocrites.
他说：“你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人，有祸了。”
Now, another word study. What or who is a hypocrite?
假冒伪善是什么？或者说谁是假冒伪善？
If I said, you are a hypocrite.
如果说你这个假冒伪善的
人， What do I mean?
我这是在说什么呢？就是说一件又做一件不同的事。
Say one thing, do something else.
Pretend to be good.
就假装是好的。
Okay.
Two-faced.
两面的。
Do you have that in Chinese? Two-faced. Okay. Pretending to be this person and I'm really not this person. It's almost like acting, isn't it?
就是你假装是一种人，但其实自己里面不是那样的人，就他更像每天在演戏了。
Playing a part, you know. When you go to a movie, you have an actor. And this actor in this movie, he plays the part of the good guy. And everybody goes, yay, yay, yay. In the next movie, he plays the part of the bad guy. And everybody says, get the bad guy. He's acting. He's playing a part, something that he's not really. He's pretending to be somebody else.
就像演员，他可能在这出戏里，他演一个正面角色，大家都鼓掌。另一出戏，他演这个反角，大家都说，哎，这人很坏。其实他不是那样的人，他里面不是，他演成那个样子。
Let me ask you this question. Does the hypocrite know he is a hypocrite?
Good question. 那我要问大家一个问题，假冒伪善的人知道自己假冒伪善。
Is this a domestic situation over here?
Yeah, he said he's a good testimony. he made a good testimony.
Oh, David, be careful, be careful. Okay, let's read and see what Jesus said. He said, you're hypocrites. And then he's going to tell them why they're hypocrites, okay? Woe to you, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive the greater judgment or condemnation. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Then we'll continue.
那十三节啊，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人你们也不容他们进去。十五节，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍海洋陆地，勾引一个人入教，既入了教，却使他做地狱之子，比你们还加倍。
So Jesus said, really, you're expecting other people to do what you won't do.
所以你们去指望别人做你自己不愿意做的事。
So it would be something like this. Let's suppose I said to you now, everybody in this room, you need to read the book of Isaiah tonight. And tomorrow we're going to come back and you shall read the book of Isaiah tonight. But I'm not going to read the book of Isaiah tonight.
比方说呢，我今天跟大家说，哎，你们今天在座的每天每个人回家都要读以赛亚书，你们都要读啊，其实我自己不读。
I'm going to watch a ball game. I'm going to watch hockey. I'm going to do it. But you go be spiritual. You go read the book of Isaiah.
我要去看这个比赛，我要去做一点别的事。你们要去读啊，读以赛亚。
You come to church every Sunday.
你们每个礼拜天要来教会。
But I'm going fishing on Sunday. I'm not going. The fish are biting. I'm going fishing.
我要去钓鱼啊，我要去钓鱼去。
Yeah. So the Pharisees demanded very strict rules for the people, but they themselves were far from the truth.
那法利赛人呢，给别人特别严格的要求，但他们自己却不做的。
Matter of fact, the Lord Jesus says, you try to get everybody to follow you. You want them to be converted to your religion. And when you get them to follow you, they become, what's the language, twice as much a son of hell as yourself.
对，那他说呢，你们使啊一个一个人呢跟着你就是入了教，但他们做地狱之子比你们还加倍。
Now, how can that be twice as much a son of hell as yourself?
怎么可能呢？这些人成了地狱之子，比这些 假冒伪善的法利赛人还加倍。
The Pharisee knows in his heart that he is not right with God, but he tries to convince all of these people, "Come with me. I got the right way. I will show you the way. Come to my religion. I will be your God."
法利赛人注意啊，这里很重要。他自己知道他是什么样的人，但是呢，他却告诉别人。你倒跟我来，我告诉你们什么事情最重要，他招呼别人到他这来。
Now that man, that Pharisee, who is not right with God, Jesus said he is going to hell.
所以耶稣说呢，这个法利赛人他跟神的关系呢是悖逆的，所以耶稣说他会下地狱。
However,When he convinces somebody else that this is the right way, they don't know that they are going to hell. They don't know that. They're blind. The blind is leading the blind. They're following a man. He's going to hell. They think they're going to heaven, and they're following him, but both go to hell.
所以那个信他的人他们更惨在哪，就是他们以为他们要去天堂，他们不知道跟着的这个人是要去地狱的。所以信的人呢，他其实是在眼瞎的状态下信着他的，像瞎子领了个瞎子，最后呢他以为法利赛人其实知道他在干嘛，信的人呢他们以为他们要去天堂，最后去了地狱。
Let me give you an example of how this can happen.
那我给大家一个例子，是这怎么会发生。
A lot of people are going to church. They are very religious.
很多人呢，他都会去教会，也很敬虔，很宗教。
And the priest and the ministers in the church says, God loves you and everything is going to be okay. Come to our church.
然后讲道的台上的人说，哎呀，神爱你，一切都很好，到我们教会来就好了。
And the people believe.The priest and the preachers, they believe, and so they go, but it's not the right way to go.
那人们相信那讲台上人说的话，他们也去了，但是这个方法却不对。
They've been told a lie and not the truth.
因为他们被告知的是一个谎言，不是真理。
And they have believed the preacher, but the preacher does not have the truth.
他们相信了这个传道人，这个讲道的，但这个人没有真理。
And when these people die, they don't go to heaven, they go to hell, but they thought they were going.
那跟随着传道人的人呢，他们认为他们死了以后一定会去天堂，但他不知道其实他死了会下地狱。
They're going to hell and they don't know it.
他们不知道。
Twice the child of hell than the other one because they think they're going to heaven and they're deceived.
所以他们是更加倍的，因为他们觉得他还自己认为自己是好的，要去天堂。
In Jesus' day, the Pharisees were the most religious people, but they were far from God.
所以耶稣的时候呢，法利赛人是最近最宗教的一群人，但他们却远离神。
Okay, let's go back to John chapter. Any questions about that?
有没有什么问题吗？
Oh, time for a break. Oh, you are telling me there's a time for a break. Ah. Okay, my wife says. Thank you for.Instructing me more perfectly. Yes. Okay. Time for a break?
Yeah.
Yeah? You okay with that? Okay, take a break. What do we do to take a break? Pray?
Pray.
Pray.
Okay.
Okay. Father, how nice of you to allow us to have the Bible. And some things we don't understand very good, but most of the time it's pretty clear.
有的时候我们不能明白，但是大部分时候您把这些道理启示给我们。
So give us eyes to see and ears to hear your word.
给我们眼，给我们的耳，来听，来看您的话语。
And give us hearts to apply the truth to our own life.
Amen. 也给我们的心， 来预备好应用您属灵的真理。
Through the Lord Jesus.
借着我的主耶稣基督。Amen.
Amen. Okay.
求您帮助我们。
And we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Now, I want us to go to Luke chapter 7.
我们再看一段岔开来的经文啊，路加的七章。
Luke chapter 7. I just thought of this during the break, and I think you will enjoy this.
大家会
In light of our study on justification,
帮助我们学习这称义的这一段。
Okay. Remember on the board here that when the sinner believes in the Lord Jesus, God makes an announcement, this man is justified, he's declared righteous. So God declares the man, the sinner, righteous.
所以我们记得这个黑板上写的。就当一个罪人承认自己是个罪人啊，来到神面前接受基督的救恩呢，神就宣布他是义，所以是一个这样的过程，神宣布一个认罪的罪人是义人。
And he does that because the sinner has believed in the Lord Jesus.
因为他这么做是因为这个罪人接受了基督。
Now, I don't want to confuse you, but did you know we can justify God.
我不想使你困惑啊，你知道吗？我们也可以使神称义。
I'm going to show you.
我来给你看啊，我来看给你看。
Luke chapter 7.
路加的七章。
Jesus Christ is speaking, and let me read in at verse 27.
二十七节。
He said,This is he of whom is written, Behold, I send my servant before your face, who will prepare your way before you. For I say to you, among those born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he.
经上记着说，我要差遣我的使者在你前面预备道路。所说的就是这个人，施洗约翰。我告诉你们，凡妇人所生的，没有一个大过约翰的。然而神国里最小的比他还大。
Now look at verse 29.
看二十九节。
And when all the people heard him, even the tax collectors justified God, having been baptized.With the baptism of John, but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the will of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him.
众百姓和税吏既受过约翰的洗，听见这话就以神为义，但法利赛人和律法师没有受过约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
You remember in the last session we talked about the tax collector and the Pharisee.
我们都记得上一个段落里我们讲到了税吏和罪人。
The tax
税吏和法利赛人。
The tax collector humbled himself, and the Pharisee exalted himself.
那税吏呢，谦卑自己，法利赛人呢，抬高自己。
When the crowd heard.What Jesus was saying about John the Baptist, some of the people in the crowd got baptized.
那当众人中有一部分听见施洗约翰讲的呢，他们就去受洗了。
Now let's pause in the story for a minute and we'll say, why would the people want to be baptized?
我们可以在这停一下，想一想为什么人们想要去受洗。
Why?
为什么？
Remember last night, some of you that were here, we drew a timeline from Old Testament to New Testament. Remember?
昨天晚上我们画了一个时间表，从旧约最早到新约最后。
What was the message before Jesus was rejected and died on the cross, what was the message before that?
那耶稣被审判死在十架上之前的神传讲的信息是什么？
Repent. What else?
The
kingdom of God is at hand, and the king is here.
对，天国近了，王近，王在这里了。
But there was something else he added. Repent, the kingdom of God is here, and be baptized.
对，他说，天国近了，你们要悔改，要受洗，施洗。
Okay. This is before the cross. Remember that.
这个是在十字架以前的。
Okay. So, the way that a person was saved, or...The way they were made righteous before Jesus died on the cross was to obey the message that God gave them.
所以在这之前呢，人们要接受的就是神给出来的这个信息哈，是每个阶段不一样的，在那个时候。
Let me explain that just a little bit.
我要解释一下。
In the Old Testament, how were people made righteous in the Old Testament? Jesus didn't even come.
旧约耶稣还没有来，那旧约的人怎么被神称义呢？
They believed the message that God gave them in the Old Testament. What was the message?
他们相信神在旧约给他们的信息或者命令，那信息是什么？
What did God tell Abel?
神告诉亚伯在旧约里做什么？
He offered a sacrifice, right? Of the lamb, remember?
他献上了一个祭，记得吗？
What did Cain, his brother, do?
那该隐他的哥哥做什么？
He said, I got a big turnip out of my garden.
他说我有一个很大的蔬菜。
And I'm going to offer this to God.
我要把这个蔬菜献给神。
God said, I don't want turnips.I want animal sacrifice.
神说我不要蔬菜的祭，我要动物的祭。
So Abel brought the right sacrifice, and he was made right with God.
那亚伯献的祭对了，那他跟神的关系就恢复了。
How was Noah made right with God? Jesus wasn't born yet.
那挪亚怎么和神和好？耶稣那时候也还没有。
He obeyed the message that God gave him.
他顺服了神给他的信息。
What was that message?
那个信息是什么？
Build an ark.
造一个方舟。
Okay, all right. And Noah built an ark, and he was declared right. You can read all this in Hebrews chapter 11, by the way.
他造了，他就神就称他为义啊！你们都可以在希伯来书十一章读到。
So.And you can go all through the Old Testament. It will be the same. The message changes, but the method always is the same. You must believe God by faith, whatever God says.
所以信息一直是在变的，但是神救人的方法都是不变的，就是借着相信来救人。
So, John the Baptist says, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins."And you can be part of the kingdom. The king is here. He's going to set up his kingdom.
所以使徒约翰在这说你要悔改，因为王在这儿了，王国已经来了，你们要悔改接受他。
Now look at verse 29 again. I'll show you something. When all the people heard him, even the tax collectors, they justified God.
然后众百姓和税吏啊，包括税吏，他们听了这个话呢。就以神为义。
How can we justify God?
我们怎么能以神为义呢？神肯定是义的。
What does justify mean?
我们怎么使神称义啊？称义什么意思？
To declare one righteous, or to declare one right.
就是宣布人是公义的，是正确的。
So when these people heard the message, they said, God, you are right. Your plan is right.
他说神啊，你和你的计划是公义的。
You are righteous.
你是公义。
Now, how do we know they believed that?
我们怎么知道他们相信了呢？
They got baptized.
因为他们受洗了。
They proved that they believed that God's plan was the right plan, and they got baptized.
他们相信啊，他们相信神的计划是最好的，然后他们就才去受洗。
Now watch this. The others, in verse 30, the Pharisees and the lawyers, notice the language. They rejected the will of God.
注意三十节，他们拒绝了神的旨意，废弃了神的旨意。
How do we know they rejected the will of God?
我们怎么知道他们拒绝了呢？
They would not be baptized.
他们不去受洗。
You're not going to be baptized. So, when you obey what God asks you to do, you say, God, you're right. You justify God.
当你顺服神叫你做的事，你其实就在说呢，神你是对的，我愿意跟从你，你就说神是义的。
Now, Jesus has already gone to the cross when we are born. He's already died. And the message is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. That's the message now.
所以现在耶稣已经来了，耶稣已经死在十架上复活了。所以现在的信息是什么呢？就是接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Do you know how you can justify God today?
你今天怎么以神为义呢？
By believing on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你相信主耶稣基督，你就以神为义。
You know what you're saying? You say, God, your plan is right. I believe that Jesus died for me and rose again, and I'm trusting him as my Savior. And when you do that, you say, God, I agree, you're right, you're righteous, and I'm trusting Jesus as my Savior.
所以你今天听到耶稣基督的信息，你说，主啊，我知道我是个罪人，我接受基督成为我的救主。啊，你在做这个动作的时候呢，你其实已经宣布神是义的啊，他说的都是对的，你借着自己的相信来证明。
Another way you can declare that God is right is by being baptized.
那另外一个方式，你证明神是以神为义，神是义的呢，就是你顺服他的话去受洗。
Jesus told his disciples, go into the world, preach the gospel. When one believes in the Lord Jesus, baptize them and then teach them.
所以耶稣对门徒的教导也是，去使万人做我的门徒，信而受洗就必得救，然后教导他们。
So when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you're saying, God, your plan is right. When you say, I want to be baptized, you're saying, God, you're right, you're righteous, and I am in full agreement with your plan.
对，当你接受基督成为你的救主，当你去受洗，你都是在说，神，你是对的，我和你完全一致，我完全相信。
Because, I want everybody to know that I believe that God has the best plan, and I'm justifying God. I'm saying God is right.
因为我想让任何人都知道神有一个好的计划，我相信神是义的。
Now, some people want to get baptized first before they trust the Lord Jesus as their Savior.
那有的人呢想反过来，他想先受洗呢，在他信基督成为他救主之前受洗。
You do not justify God by doing that.
你这么做呢，你就没有称神为义啊，你没有跟他是一致的。
God says, only those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ can be baptized, not those who get baptized first. That is not my plan, and you're not saying God is right.
神说呢，只有那些接受基督成为救主的人才可以去受洗，而不是反过来。
And then there are people who have trusted the Lord Jesus as their Savior, but they won't get baptized.
那也有一些人呢，他接受基督成为自己的救主，但是他还没有受，不想去受洗。
And when you will not get baptized, you cannot say God is right.
那你没有这么做呢，你就不能说神是义的，神是对的。
Because the Lord said, if you trust my son and you get saved, the next step is you get baptized. And he said, no, I'm not going to give it. So you can't declare God is right.
所以你不能宣称神是义的，除非你按照他的话原原本本去做。
Matter of fact, I will go this far. You are rejecting the counsel of God.
甚至呢，你废弃了神的旨意啊，到一个程度是这样。
The Lord said, "You get baptized," and you say, "No, I'm not going to get baptized."
如果你说神说你要受洗，你说不，那这个也是有道理。
Any questions about that?
有没有什么问题吗？到现在？
I didn't think I explained it that well.
我解释的这么好，大家都明白了。
刚才领导他问那个点水礼，我跟他说点水礼，你应该说他没有死嘛，要在水里面，要轻轻的水里面才能说有个呼吸的过程出来，才证明过去已经死掉了。我说点水礼应该不算。
So they discuss about the way of baptism. So it's deep into the water or sprinkling some water on your head. And Josh said we should stick to this deep into the water.
Dip into.
Yeah.
Right. It is pretty clear. It's very clear, actually, in the scriptures. The word baptize comes from a word that means to place into, actually to dip, or to dye, like color, change color, to dye a garment.
所以这肯定是浸礼哈，因为 baptism 就是受洗这个词的原文呢，它的本意就是全部浸在水里，或者说呢，你拿一块布去染色，就是这个，就是你染色用的词也是这个，就是你把布呢全部放在那个染料里，是要全浸进去的。
If I wanted to dye this paper a different color, I wouldn't take the dye and sprinkle it.
如果我想把这
have to put it in.
如果我想把这张纸或这块布呢去染色，我不会拿那个染料呢在那个布上弹几下啊，你不会，没人这么干的，你一定是全浸进去的。
In English, this is called immersion. You go down into, you immerse into.
然后英语里这叫 immerse, 就是进入，然后再出来。
And when you read the passages, I can't find them right now, but I could.It talks about going down into the water, coming up out of the water. That's the way the scriptures express that.
所以圣经里解释呢，受洗的时候是要进到水里去，然后再从水里全部出来，是这么个意思。
Okay. But there is also something symbolic about going into the water.
所以这样的一个过程也是有些属灵的象征意义的。
The water in baptism, the water represents the grave.
受洗的时候呢，水代表坟墓。
When Jesus dies on the cross, the Bible says that we are identified with Jesus is like we were on the cross with him symbolically.
所以当耶稣死在十架上的时候呢，圣经说呢，我们也和他在一起啊，所以意味着呢，我们也在十架上。
Okay. So when Jesus died, I died.
所以当耶稣死了，我也死了。
Jesus is buried.
耶稣埋了。
I am buried.
那我也埋了。
The water represents the grave.
所以水就代表坟墓了、啊、他埋了我也埋了。
Now Jesus was in the grave 3 days. I'm not going to hold anybody 3 days underwater.
他说耶稣在坟墓里三天啊，他说我给人施洗，我不会让他在水里待三天、啊、
But then Jesus came out of the grave resurrection.
然后耶稣从坟墓里复活了。
But now, watch something. I died with Jesus. That's the old Joe, the old life. I wasn't a Christian. Died with Jesus. Buried with Jesus. The old Joe is dead. Buried. But the old Joe does not come up symbolically. The new Joe comes up. New creature in Christ.
所以注意这里面有一个替换的概念，死的是谁呢？是老我，是老的那个 Joe。 老的那个 Joe 和耶稣一起死在十架上，老的那个 Joe 呢也一起埋葬了，但是呢耶稣复活了，再复活的就不是老的那个 Joe 了，是一个新的 Joe 复活了，从水里出来了。
So all of this is a picture of what has already happened in my heart at salvation.
所有这些都是一个图像，来告诉别人，在我里面因着我相信耶稣基督已经发生的一个事实。
So in my heart, I humble myself. I died with Jesus. I'm buried with Jesus. I'm raised in a new life now. I have a new life, and that's already happened in my heart. And so now I'm going to do that outwardly in real life, real color.Here I am, I'm in the water of baptism, and I'm actually reviewing, no, that's not a good word, I'm actually acting out in real life what's already happened in my heart.
所以我在外面所做的这件事情只是告诉别人我里面发生了一件变化，就是当我信的那一刻呢，我的老我死了，新我重生了。然后我死了埋了，然后现在我用一个外在的受洗这个方式来演给别人看我信的时候到底在我里面发生了什么。
So all of this is to say it's pretty hard to symbolize death, burial and resurrection by sprinkling water on your head.
所以如果你一定要坚持用点水呢，撒点水在别人头上呢，就没有办法达到我们刚才说的这个属灵的象征的预表的意思了。
Here's a question. Is it necessary to be baptized to be saved?
如果要得救，受洗是不是必须的呢？
Can you think of anyone who was saved in the New Testament?That did not get baptized and went to heaven.
那新约有没有这样的例子？就是他信了，但他没受洗，去天堂了。就是耶稣边上的强盗。
I think he's the only one.
他应该是唯一的一个。
Okay. Did you know that the longest period of time between salvation and baptism in the New Testament, the longest anybody waited was 3 days.
你知道我在新约里啊，最长的一个人等的，从他信到他受洗啊，最长的也就等三天。
Anybody know who that was?
谁 想起去 是谁吗？
Paul，
保罗。
Saul of Tarsus，
大树的扫罗，后来的保罗。
Three days later, he is baptized.
他三天以后。
Everybody else is baptized the day they were saved.
其他的每个人呢，提到的都是他信的那一天就受洗了。
Which I think is very interesting.
我发现是非常有意思。
How did we get on that?
Because of a question.
Any other questions?
还有什么别的问题吗？
现在那个在国内的那些三自教会里面，他没有这种受洗的这种条件，他们就是用的那个点水。
But in some local churches in China, they don't have that facilities or proper arrangement to do baptism deep into the water. So they all use the sprinkle. Is that fine?
Okay. If you can't do it, you can't do it. You know,
你做不到就做不到
do what you can.
对，你尽量做你能做的。你做不到就做不到，没办法。
You can get baptized in a bathtub.In your house,
你甚至可以在你的家里的鱼缸里。
You don't have to have a tank or a lake or an ocean.
有一个湖，有一个河，反正浴缸也可以啊，反正只要你可以找得到能进去的都行。
And if you can't do that, sprinkle.
如果你实在做不了呢，就。
As long as you understand what it represents.
只要当你要理解这个到底代表什么。
Several times I have baptized senior citizens.
有的时候呢，我会去给一些特别年老的人受施洗啊。
More senior than me.
比我年纪还大。
In their 80s, late 80s.
就快九十了啊。
And very sick.
然后也病得很厉害。
Carrying an oxygen bottle with the oxygen in their nose.
甚至会带着氧气瓶来的，鼻子里还插着氧。
Yes, yes. And so I decided that when I baptized them, I would put them under the water. They got oxygen, okay, and leave them there, and then I will preach for a while.
说你开玩笑，他说他最后决定呢，他把他们受洗的时候呢，把他们。放到水里，因为他们插着氧嘛，然后就放在那，他去讲道讲一会儿。
But I didn't.
他开玩笑。
On two occasions, they were two older men, and they cannot go backwards. They cannot go backwards like you put them in the water.
他有两次啊，那是真的，就是他。给两个老人施洗的时候，两个老人没法躺下去了，就年纪太大了。因为我们去敬礼的时候，人要平躺下去。
So I put them forward.
我就让他们不用往后倒躺，往前趴着趴进去。
And on two occasions, about that much of their head did not get it. They couldn't get low enough, you know.
然后呢，这几次呢，他们的头实在是进不了最里面了，他的头有一小半还在外面啊。
So you know what I did?
你猜我怎么样？我就扒了一点水给他浇上去。
It is a wonderful thing to obey the Lord in baptism. It's a wonderful thing.
顺服神在。受洗里面给我们的教导是很美好的。
When I was baptized, the only thing that the man told me, it was about 1 year later, and the only thing he told me was that Jesus was baptized, and you should be baptized. That's all I knew, nothing else.
我受洗的时候，那个教导我的人只给我讲了一句话，耶稣受洗了，所以你也得受洗，我就去了。
Yeah.And so that's the reason you have baptism classes today.
这也是为什么我们今天会有受洗课的目的。
Because I didn't really know what I was doing.
我甚至当时都不知道我做这些到底是。
I was baptized.
我只是受洗了而已。
But I was robbed in a sense. They didn't tell me the significance of it. And I would love to have known what I know today when I got baptized.
所以我当时是其实不是知道全部真理去做的，但我特别盼望如果当时知道全部的就更好。所以他也说为什么现在我们需要有受洗课，让每个人都清楚再去做。
I have had people say to me, when you baptize me, don't just end up like that. Put me down, and I want time to think. Just a moment to think. I am dead to sin, and I am alive to God. Put them down, pause, bring them up. They wanted to experience that in their life.
他说还有他给人实习的时候有人提这样的要求，他说我希望你的动作慢一点，就是把我放到水里去，不要那么快把我拽起来。他说停一下在水里，我要想一想我是死的，他要在水里稍想一想，然后再把他拿起来推起来，他在上面再想一想他是复活的。
There might be actually somebody in this room that said that.
Roy 弟兄就是这么想。
I don't know if you know the end of the story, but after there were four, is that right? There were four baptized, Roy, you and Phoebe, Jay and Janet, and... Oh, six.
Six. You baptized the four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. When I left, that was 2018, was it?
2018,
February. Yeah. When I left, I went to Northern Ireland to preach the gospel. And at the end of 2 weeks of preaching the gospel, we baptized 10 over there.
然后2018年二月他在这给我们一批弟兄六个弟兄姊妹实习之后他就去了爱尔兰啊，那里他有十个人他给他们实习。
There's so many stories I want to take up all the time, but you will like this story about the baptism. Okay. There was a man who was in his, how old is that fellow out there at the restaurant?
Oh, the restaurant?
Yeah, 50, late 50s, okay, been a Christian for many years, came every night to the gospel meetings. He was been a Christian for a long time, but he brought some of his family out. Okay.
一个人呢，六十岁不到，他已经信主很多年了，但是他每次都来教会的学习，然后他把他家人带来。
But he had never been baptized.
但他从来没有受洗过。
Okay. So... He owns a really, really nice restaurant in the area.
然后他在这个地区呢，拥有一个特别棒的餐馆。
And if you want to go out for a really nice meal, that is the place to go.
如果你要去那边吃一个顿很好的，那就是个很好的地方。
So as the visiting preacher, people invite me to go out for a meal.And we always go to the same restaurant.
我在那边呢，因为大家会邀请我这个。
In 2 weeks, I might have been there 4 times, maybe, or something like that.
每次都去那个餐厅。
And this man always is a worker, and he usually is working the cash register. Okay.
他是一个工人哈，那他做这个收银的可能是。
So, at the end of the 2 weeks, the last night, on a Sunday night, I was telling everybody goodbye, but I said, tomorrow night, Monday night, we're going to have a baptism.
那星期天呢，晚上我跟大家告别，我说第二天呢，星期一的晚上呢，我们会有一个实习。
And if anybody wants to be baptized, please let us know. And several people had already told us.
那他就说，如果有人想要受洗呢，就告诉我。有几个人已经跟他讲了。
I did not know that that man had not been baptized. I didn't know that.
我不知道这个人是信主那么多年没有受洗。
So that Sunday night, I said to him, I said, very nice meeting you. I said, tomorrow is my last day, and I won't be coming to your restaurant because I'm doing other things, and so I'll see you the next time I'm in Ireland. Goodbye.
然后我就跟他握手再见，我说第二第明天呢，我做完那个一些其他的事，就是实习的事，他就走了，所以他会不会再来这个餐厅了。
So, the next day on Monday, the people that I was staying with said, we're going out for lunch today. I said, okay.
I
said, where are we going? They said, to this restaurant.
It's
great. It's a beautiful place. So here we go out to the restaurant.
我们又去了。
And the owner he's behind the cash register when we walk in.
所以这个店主呢，也就是在那收银啊，当我们进来的时候。
And I said, "Hello, how are you today?" And he kind of looks at me, and he says, "Okay, I'm okay. Yeah." I said, "Good, very good." Something about you're working or something, and he said, "Yes," but he said, "I have something I must tell you."
然后他们就寒暄了几句啊，然后对方呢，那个收银的老板就说，哎呀，我有一件事我要告诉你。
He said, "Last night I was praying."
他昨晚呢我在祷告。
And he said, "I prayed to the Lord, and I said, Lord." I have never been baptized, and if you want me to get baptized, have that preacher to come into my restaurant today.
他跟主祷告说呢，主啊，我从来没有受过洗啊，如果你想要让我受洗呢，就让那个传道人明天再来我店里一次。
I had told him I am not coming back to that restaurant.
因为那天晚上他已经头一天晚上。他已经跟这个店主告别了，说我不会再来这个餐厅了。
So he was when I walked in, he was just eyes about this big.
所以当我又来的时候呢，他的眼睛就睁得很大。
So I said to him, "Do you believe what God showed you?"
然后我就跟他说，我说
said, "Yes."
我说你相不相信神已经显给你
？Do you want to get baptized? Yes, he said yes.
我说你想受洗吗？他说是。
He was number 10.
他就是那一批受洗的第十号。
I don't know how the Lord may be working in your life, but if you are a Christian and you have not been baptized, you should be baptized.
如果你是个基督徒呢，但是你没有受过洗，你还是要受洗。
Yeah. You are saying to God, "I agree with your plan."
你跟神说呢，我同意你的计划。
And I want to show you that.
我要显给你看，我同意。
Okay, let's go back to John chapter 9.
我们回到约翰福音的九章。
Well, one other quick story. I knew of a preacher who said, if I was in the desert and I led a man to the Lord, a convert, trusted Jesus, he said, "I would bury him in the sand and dig him up." No water.
他说我见到过一个传道人，他说呢，他这么说：如果我在沙漠哈，给一个人讲福音，他信了，我会呢把他埋在沙子里，然后再把他挖出来。
Yeah, that's
实在找不着水。
That's the symbol: death, burial, resurrection. Okay, okay. Now, Let's go back to people that are mentioned, okay? And we talked about Pharisees. Matthew 23, really, you should read that. We can't go back there, but you should read that. It really gives you an insight as to how hypocritical those Pharisees were.
马太的二十三章，你们要读一下，就是这个真的是在讲假冒伪善的法利赛人是怎么样。
Okay. Now the next person on our list is called a prophet.
单子里下一个。
Verse 17.
是十七节的先知。
Remember that there's a lot of confusion about this man being, this blind man being healed. There's a lot of confusion about it.
记得啊，这个瞎子得医治的过程里面有很多的困惑。
Some people are saying, I think that was the blind man. And other people say, no, he looked kind of like that man. But and there's a great confusion about it.
有人说，哎，我记得这就是那个瞎子。有人说不是啊，所以有争论。
And the parents get involved, and the neighbors, and everybody else. And so the blind man is being asked questions. And in verse 17, they said to the blind man again, what do you say about him? That is Jesus. Okay, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes. And the man that was healed said, he is a prophet.
那在这之前呢，因着来的困惑呢，大家有争论，甚至灵舍啊，这个瞎子的父母都被牵扯进来。这个时候呢，法利赛人就问瞎子说呢，他也就是耶稣，既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人？瞎子就回答说呢，是个先知。
Now, before we talk about prophet, let me show you what is happening to this blind man. Not only has he received his sight.But he is beginning to understand more and more about Jesus all the time.
所以这个他不但看见了啊，这个人越来越理解了解耶稣了。
Look at verse 11.
十一节。
He answered and said, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes, and I went and got healed."
他说有一个人名叫耶稣，他用泥或泥抹了我的眼睛，对我说。
So they're asking him, who is this? Who did this? You know, he said, well, there was a man called Jesus.
所以当第一次别人问他的时候，他说那个人叫耶稣，他就这么回答。
So they ask him again in verse 17. Notice what he said. He's a prophet.
到十七节，别人再问他的时候
，Not just a man anymore.
他已经不是说有个人叫耶稣了，而这个是先知。
And as we get to the end of the story, look at verse
38.
This blind man said, Lord, I believe.
这个瞎子说呢，主啊，我信。
So here's the point. He went from, well, he was just a man called Jesus. And he said, no, he's a prophet. And he said, no, he is Lord. See how he grew and his appreciation and knowledge of
it. 所以他对耶稣的认识啊是在不断成长的。一开始他只是知道一个人叫耶稣，接着承认他是先知，最后呢承认他是主。
Okay. So, prophet, let's stay here for a minute. How would you define a prophet? Who is a prophet and what does a prophet do?
谁是先知？先知是做什么的
？Speak for God.
Okay, what is?
Speak for God.
Speaking for God, a prophet speaks for God.
为主为神说话。
Okay, he does. A prophet does speak for God. Do we know anything else about a prophet?
我们还知道什么吗？
In the Old Testament, what did prophets do in the Old Testament? They did speak for God. That's true. Did they do something else?
他的确为神说话是对的。他们还做什么吗？
Miracles?
Yes. Some of them did miracles as well. That's very good.
Tell some for
the future. Future. Very good, Josh. They could predict the future.
他们可以预测未来。
Now, they didn't have Bibles, right?
他们没有圣经。
So, you know, 800 or 850 years before Jesus was born, Isaiah, the prophet, told us where he was going to be born.
800年或者850年公元前啊，那以赛亚就已经预言了耶稣要怎么出生。
Told us what his name was going to be.
说他的名字是谁？什么？What
he was going to do.
他会做什么？
You know, I mean, think about this for a minute. Just stop for a moment. And I'm going to say to David, for instance, I'm going to say, David, I want you to predict 850 years in the future a person and what their name is going to be and what family they're going to come from and what kind of work they're going to do.
我说 David, 我要你预测800年以后的一个人，他从哪里来，他的家庭出身是什么，他要做什么工作。
And David goes, I don't know. How could I do that?
我怎么做得到呢?
The only way he could do that is if God told him.
除非神告诉他。
So in the Old Testament, a lot of the work of the prophet was predicting the future. What was going to happen in the future?
那旧约很多的神的功能是在预告未来。
Sometimes the future was only a few hours away.
有的时候这个未来就几个小时而已。
We studied yesterday or sometime we studied about King Jehoshaphat and he had to go fight a war and the prophet told him where to go and it all happened in a few hours.
就像我们前面学到的约沙法，他要跟敌人打仗的时候，先知告诉他你要去哪，该怎么做，几个小时以后就应验了。Okay.
So think about the prophet like this. In the Old Testament, if someone made a prediction and it did not come true,
旧约里我们知道，如果一个人做了预言，但是没实现，是要被杀的。
In other words, the law said if you're a prophet and you say something and it doesn't happen, you're not a prophet. Take care of you.
你说你是先知，你说了点事儿没发生啊，他们就把你杀了。So
you want to be very careful making predictions.
所以你讲预言呢要小心。对。So
the prophet has actually two things. He could predict the future, and he also could speak for God in the present.
所以他既可以说未来要发生的事，也可以说现在神要对现在的人说的话。Okay.
Now, question. Do we have any prophets today?
问题来了，今天还有先知吗？
No? No? Anybody say yes? Roy says yes. Joanna says yes. Two aspects of prophets. One predicts the future, and one says what God says, speaks for God. Okay? We don't have any prophets today that are telling us what the future is. But we do have prophets today telling us what the Bible says. In that sense, they are saying what God says. They are speaking for God. They're not prophesying the future. Why? Because it's already written down. I don't...
所以今天的没有预言的先知了，再没有了，因为所有的都在圣经里写下来的。然后呢，他可以传讲神的话，但这个话呢是完全从圣经里来的。If
somebody says today on internet or TV or something, radio, I am a prophet of God, and I'm going to tell you when the world is coming to an end.
如果有人在电视里或者媒体里说我是神的先知，我要告诉你世界会什么时候结束。
Don't believe him.
那不要相信他。
I can tell you why I don't believe him. Jesus said, nobody knows. Nobody.
你不要相信他的原因，因为耶稣说没有人知道。
And it's amazing, this man knows more than Jesus, you know.
很有意思，这个人居然比耶稣知道的多。
So, we have to be very, very careful. However, in one sense of the word prophet, speaking for God or teaching the word of God, we have a lot of prophets today that are preaching and teaching the word of God. In that sense, there are prophets.
那如果你讲到先知的定义，就是传讲神的话呢？那今天还是有很多这样的人。
Now, in our text, verse 17, when the blind man said he is a prophet, what did the blind man mean when he said he is a prophet?
那这里犹太人这个瞎子啊，他说他是个先知，这个瞎子在说什么？
Sorry?
Miracle.
Oh, miracle, miracle. Yes, 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 yes. Well, he knew that when we finally get to making the clay and everything and to see how this man got saved, he certainly experienced that, that he is a prophet and he has done a miracle. Did Jesus ever predict the future?
Yeah.
对他霍尼开眼了，的确是一个神迹。那耶稣有没有预测未来呢？有。
He often referred to the past and to the future. What would happen?
他经常会讲到过去和未来会发生什么。
So in that sense, along with the miracle, you're right about that, about the miracle. Along with the miracle, he is predicting.The future as well, and he also is speaking for God in the present as well.
对，所以他会在讲未来会发生的事，他也会在当时讲神要他说的话。
So in that sense, he's a prophet all the way around.
所以他不管从哪个角度都是先知。
Okay, I guess we'll wait till next time, and we'll take up with.The Jews, you see, under prophet in our list, we're going to take up with the Jews. So,
所以下一次我们要讲犹太人。
Whenever you have time, read that chapter. And when you're reading through the chapter, see if you recognize these people that we're starting to know and the places that are mentioned.
有机会的时候呢，读一下这整章，这样的话呢，你就对这些人物呢都有一个概念了。
Under the places, one of the significant places in the story is the Pool of Siloam.
所以地点呢，最重要的就是希罗亚池。
Verse 7 and 11.
七节和十一节。
I did a little bit more research on the Pool of Siloam.And maybe next week, or we can talk a little bit more about that.
那我上又多做了一点研究啊，下次我可以多分享一点。
If you do any research, find out where that pool was.
你也可以去做点研究，看看它在哪。
Okay. Very good. All right. Josh is your friend.
天上阿爸父，谢谢您给我们这样的机会来聚在一起来聆听您的话语，也谢谢您能够使用您大能的仆人，就告诉我们一些属灵的智慧。也谢谢您可以保守我们今天在这里和在国内的一些亲人们，在面临这个细菌搅扰的同时，能。您可以给他们一个平静的心，也给他们一个健康的身体，也求您的圣灵带领这个远在南美洲传教的 Erica 和 Sarah 姊妹，求您让他们 在这样旅行步道中能够有一颗平安的心，也求您祝福 Harold 弟兄，因为他有一个严重的感冒，也求您看顾好我们这个教会的一些年长的弟兄和一些年老的姊妹，因为他们都是您很好的见证。谢谢您可以垂听我们这样的祷告，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求，
阿门。